Title: Basic Call and Response Bass for Faster Workflow Beginner. All right, let's build a super repeatable drum and bass bassline workflow in Ableton Live, using only stock devices. The goal is speed, not perfection, not the sickest sound design session of your life. Speed and clarity. We're going to make a 2-bar bass line at around 174 BPM that feels like a conversation. Bar 1 is the call. Simple, stable, readable. Bar 2 is the response. Same vibe, but it answers back with a little attitude. And the big win here is that once you've got this 2-bar conversation, you can stretch it into 8 or 16 bars in minutes. First, set the context so the bass basically writes itself. Set your tempo anywhere from 172 to 176 BPM. I'll assume 174. Now drop in a basic drum loop, or build one quickly. Keep it classic. Kick on beat 1. Snare on beats 2 and 4 for that halftime feel. Add hats if you want, but don't overdo it right now. We're trying to make bass decisions against the drums, because D&B bass doesn't live on its own. It's glued to the drum pocket. If you like using references, you can drop a reference track in and mute it. It's just there as a vibe compass. Now create your bass structure. Make 2 MIDI tracks. Name the first one SUB. Name the second one MID bass. Select both and group them. Command or Control G. Name the group bass bus. This is already a workflow upgrade, because now you can control your entire bass system with one fader, one mute button, and one processing chain later. Let's build the sub first. Clean and stable. On the SUB track, load operator. We're keeping this basic. Set it so it's only oscillator A, and set oscillator to a sine wave. Mono, one voice. Keep glide off for now. No filter needed. Subs don't need personality. Subs need reliability. Now add 3 devices after operator, in this order. First, EQ8. Do not high pass your sub. That defeats the whole point. If it sounds muddy, do a tiny dip somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz, like 2 to 4 dB, just to clean up some boxiness. But keep it subtle. Next, add saturator. Very light drive. 1 to 3 dB. Turn on soft clip. This is not about distortion. It's about giving the sub a little bit of harmonic support so it translates. Then add utility. Make sure the low end is mono. If your utility has bass mono, turn it on. Otherwise, just keep width at 0%, or at least ensure everything below around 120 Hz is staying centered using your preferred method. And that's the sub mindset. Boring on purpose. Now let's build the MID bass layer. Character and movement. On the MID bass track, load wave eatable. Pick something stable to start, like basic shapes or a saw-leaning wave eatable. Set voices to 1, mono. Turn on filter 1 and choose a low-pass 24 dB filter. This is going to be a main expression control later. Now for a simple device chain. After wave eatable, you can add auto filter optionally, then saturator or overdrive for grit. Maybe amp if you want extra tone shaping. Then EQ8, and optionally a compressor, and then utility for gain staging and mono control. For starter settings inside Waveatable, keep your low pass cutoff somewhere roughly between 200 and 800 Hz to begin. Don't stress the exact number, because we're going to automate it. Then set envelope 2 to modulate the filter a bit, so each note has a little punch. Attack near 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay somewhere around 200 to 500 milliseconds. Sustain low. Release short. The idea is, when a note hits, it speaks, then gets out of the way. That's very D&B. Now we write the call. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip on both SUB and MID. For now, the notes should match. Quick pro move. Write the clip once, then duplicate the SUB MIDI clip to MID so they're identical. Then you only edit the MID when you want extra character. Set your grid to 16th notes. Let's pick a key just for an example. F minor is common, but the system works in any key. For bar 1. View a simple rolling rhythm. A good starting point is placing notes on beat 1, and then on the following subdivisions so it feels like da-da-da-da through the bar. The important part isn't the exact pattern, it's that it feels locked to the drums and it's not overcrowded. For note choice in the call, keep it mostly on the root note, F. If you want a second note, the fifth, C, is a safe move. But the beginner win is, keep the call mostly one note. Now, before we write the response, I want you to decide your conversation rule. This is the coach move that saves you from endless second guessing. Pick one rule for bar 2. Same rhythm, different pitch. Or same pitch, different rhythm. Or same notes, different tone. Choose one now. Don't overthink it. Let's do a simple response. Option A is pitch response. Keep the rhythm the same as bar 1, but change one or two notes in bar 2. For example, You can go from F to E flat back to F for that minor 7 flavor, or do F to C back to F for a fifth bounce. And a really useful trick. Make the last note of bar 2 a little longer so it lands the phrase. That makes the response feel like an answer instead of random variation. Option B is timbre response. And honestly, this is often the most ENB friendly. Keep the MIDI notes identical in bar 2, and instead make bar 2 brighter or meaner by changing the sound with automation. And this is where we use the one hero parameter rule. Pick one knob, 1, not 5. The easiest hero parameter is the wavetable filter cutoff. In bar 1, keep it a bit lower so it's darker. In bar 2, push it higher so it opens up and speaks more. You can also use saturator drive as the hero parameter, less in bar 1, more in bar 2, or auto filter LFO amount, subtle in bar 1, more movement in bar 2. But pick one, because if you automate everything early, you'll slow down and you won't know what's actually creating the contrast. Now let's make it feel like DNB with note lengths and gaps. Go into your MIDI notes and shorten most of them. Think 16th to 8th note lengths, not long sustained notes everywhere. This audio version is shortened for playback.